It will be Daniel Ortega's third try for Nicaragua's presidency on Sunday. Ortega helped lead the Sandinista socialist revolution that overthrew the dictatorship of Anastasio Somoza in 1979. Ortega held on to power for 11 years. These days, Ortega says he's put aside his socialist guns and ideology, but his opponents say he hasn't changed. Since the September 11th attacks on the U.S., they've been portraying Ortega as a friend of terrorists. From Managua, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
Daniel Ortega, claim opposition campaign ads, is Nicaragua's Osama bin Laden. Internet sites display doctored photos of the Saudi terrorist dressed in Sandinista campaign colors. TV commercials replay the World Trade Center collapse, implying a vote for Ortega is a vote for terrorism. This radio commercial urges Nicaraguans to keep Ortega out of power.
El problema es de nosotros si no elegimos como debemos elegir.
Watch out, says the ad. The problem of terrorism will be ours if we don't vote the way we should against Ortega. When Daniel Ortega came to power in 1979, he was already an admirer of Cuban President Fidel Castro, who appears on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. So does Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, another longtime friend of Ortega. Nicaraguan Liberal Party candidate Enrique Bolaños used his final campaign speech this week to send a live warning that the U.S.'s pledge to crack down on terrorism could spell trouble for Nicaragua if Ortega is reelected. This would provoke the end of foreign aid, of investment, Bolaños says. It would complicate our trade situation. And it's not just me who's saying this. It's the very United States as well. We can't just close our eyes and risk our well-being, he adds. Let's say no to terrorism. U.S. Ambassador to Nicaragua Oliver Garza recently appeared with Bolaños at what seemed suspiciously like a campaign event and called the Sandinistas thieves. The State Department's Lino Gutierrez came to Nicaragua this spring and met with the country's business leaders, many of whom had their property seized under Sandinista land reforms. Gutierrez has said the United States has strong reservations about Ortega and his friendship.
To meet with Mr. Gaddafi or to send very warm pronouncements to Mr. Castro indicating that he is still the model to be followed in Latin America. But even all that said, the bottom line for the United States is whoever wins the free election will have our support, and we'll be prepared to work with whatever government.
But the blunt warnings may be giving Bolaños a crucial boost in this neck-and-neck race, helping him win over voters like 28-year-old Mariana Cerda, manager of a downtown clothing store. Cerda recalls the U.S.-sponsored war against Ortega in the 1980s and fears a return to a time of fear and hunger.
Bueno, en mi opinión sería algo desastroso para el país si gana Daniel Ortega, porque
I think it would be a disaster if Ortega wins, Caserda. Everyone remembers what happened the decade he was in power. It wasn't his fault, she adds, but he doesn't have a good enough image to convince us he'll change the situation now. Everyone I know, including me, hopes he won't win. Ortega and his supporters dismissed the terrorism charges. At his final rally, Ortega hammered home his message of love and reconciliation, then blasted Bolaños and his current government cronies for misusing official media to sully his image. It has been used to spread scandal and slander, says Ortega, to say the worst, most dirty things ever mentioned in a Nicaraguan election. Not even in the era of Somoza did we see attacks so disgusting, cowardly, and shameful. Ortega has been working for years to soften his revolutionary image. Recently, he switched the Sandinista campaign colors from the traditional black and red to a pastel pink. Given the intensity of the U.S.-led war against the Taliban, some analysts say Bolaños' efforts to bin Ladify Ortega may strike voters as in bad taste and ultimately backfire. Polls show more than 10% of Nicaraguans remain undecided going into Sunday's vote, more than enough to swing the results either way. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Managua, Nicaragua.